This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to Fun Kids now. Some of your favourite musicians are helping you get more involved in music. It's part of the BBC's Bring the Noise campaign. It hopes to inspire you to see the joy of all things music making. And actually, one of our favourites on the show, Yolanda Brown, she's helped set it up with JB Gill from JLS. And he's on the phone to tell us more. Hey, JB.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, very well. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to start, if we can, right at the start. What's the easiest way do you think that we can get everyone involved in music?
For me, I think you have to start as young as possible, you know, and that literally means from baby age, you know, whether you're banging on drums or sort of making percussive sounds when they're really, really young, obviously then graduating to primary school and starting an instrument and being able to take on that responsibility. I think you can make music in any way possible, quite literally. And of course, we can all sing, even though we might not all profess to be able to sing. We do all have a voice. So I think, you know, it's really about encouraging that ability as early as possible.
And when you were young, how did you first get involved with music? Obviously, we know you as a singer from part of JLS. Was it always singing for you, or were you banging drums when you were young?
Yeah, I mean, some of my earliest pictures are of me with instruments. You know, I was probably one or two, and I've got the drumsticks in my mouth and, you know, the drums in front of me in the pictures. And, you know, those just fill you with such heartwarming memories. Of course, I wouldn't have remembered those moments myself. But, you know, it's definitely something when you look back on it that you think, oh, yeah, maybe that was something that kind of sowed the seed for later on in life. And for me, I suppose I started learning instruments at school. And it was a gift of mine. I really enjoyed it. So for me, that kind of progressed into me learning the recorder at first, and then learning the flute, and then going on to study at the Centre for Young Musicians, and then obviously, you know, going on to sing and so on, and then, you know, having a career in JLS. So, you know, I think you never know what route or what the road the journey might take, but at the end of the day, as I say, it's really important to kind of start that foundation as early as possible, and see what happens.
You mentioned JLS, you going on to make music with your mates in there. How much different was that, kind of singing with your best mates all around the world, to just banging some drums, playing the recorder when you were young?
Well, I mean, I think it's all linked, you know, they're not separate instances. They, you know, one thing always leads to another. And that was just part of my journey. You know, I never had ambition, so to speak, when I was younger, of being in a band or, you know, singing all around the world. But that's just where my journey happened to take me. And for me, you know, I've always loved music. In particular, I've always loved singing in a group, you know, whether that's in the choir at church or, you know, in the choir at school or whatever it might be, being involved in, you know, productions and, you know, musicals and things like that. That's something that I've always enjoyed.
Are you still on the farm, JB?
Yes, I am.
Do you make music around your farm every day? What's the best way of beating out a drum and singing around the farm with your sheep?
Well, I mean, by simply doing that. I don't make music physically necessarily, or not intentionally anyway. But yeah, you know, sometimes I'll sing as I'm working and as I'm going, I'll definitely listen to music. And for me, you know, as I say, you can perform music, you can listen to music, you can be part of music wherever you are, whenever you like. You know, as I say, we can all sing. And even if it's just humming your favourite song, or if it's making something up, or whatever it might be, you know, as I say, you can express that ability at any point. So for me, I as I say, I love music, and it's part of my life, whether I'm on the farm, whether I'm, you know, on the train, whether I'm at work or not with my family, you know, music's a big part of my life.
Lastly, JB, last week, actually, you launched the BBC's Bring the Noise campaign with Yolanda Brown. You had a huge thing going on. Just tell me more about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, really, it's just us trying to encourage young people, especially, and their teachers, their parents, to be able to experience music and in any way possible. Obviously, we want them to check out the iPlayer app and watch the performance and listen to this, but then also be able to engage with some of the music adventures that we've kind of laid for them. And effectively, we're kind of simulating a land where hackers stolen music. And of course, with Yolanda and some of her friends, Maddie Moat, myself, and a few others, you know, we're helping to bring music back to summertime festival. So
it was this huge live concert, launched the whole thing, Yolanda Brown's Bring the Noise adventure. You can actually watch it right now on the iPlayer. So make sure you do check it out. JB, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.